Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
Ah, hello again. Sorry about the ruckus. My friends Benny and Mal, you know, microbes that live at the bottom of an old test tube, are single-celled organisms that are very single-minded. Just have a listen. Benny and Mal never agree on anything.
No, I am listening. You're the one that's not listening.
So, lads, what's the hot topic today? Oi, lads, what's the hot topic?
Sorry, mate. Mal doesn't like sharing the limelight. And our hot topic is about sharing too. Or rather, donating our organs. You know, letting other people use your squidgy bits and bobs after you've died. Could be your heart, lungs, even your skin and eyeballs.
Ugh, I do not like the idea of someone else deciding what happens to my body, even if I am dead. Just keep your hands off the goods. Do not touch the merchandise.
You're not the only one who thinks having control over what happens to your own body is important. If you're not in charge, then who is? And who decides? You could end up
being controlled by somebody else in any way he or she wanted to, like a puppet on a string.
Well, that's quite a logical leap there. You're right that if we don't have a say, then maybe it will be the most powerful or rich people who decide what happened to our bodies.
Exactly. So I'm in charge. I say exactly what happens to this body.
But are you, like, tote sure about that? Think of it this way. If you had an accident and needed donated organs or blood, you might be too poorly to give the doctor permission. Does this mean they would be wrong to go ahead?
Yes.
Even if it saved your life?
Well, no. That would be okay. I wouldn't mind receiving organs.
Aha, so having 100% control over what happens isn't so important to you now, is it?
I still just don't like the idea of organ donation. It's icky.
Well, you might think it is icky, but it's also a kind and generous thing to do to save someone else's life. Isn't that important?
I'm a very generous person and I do lots of kind things.
As if.
I do! And if someone tells me to do something kind, it's not really kind, is it? It's like being told to say sorry when you're not.
Interesting point there. Certainly something to think about. But here's something else to think about. There are thousands of people right now whose lives could be saved by organ transplants, but there just aren't enough donors.
Well, why don't the government give people a nice little reward for being an organ donor? Nice crisp £10 note might change my mind.
Woo, thank you very much!
Rewards could be a way to get more donors, but it's tricky because it's against the law to sell bits of your body.
Well, rewards don't have to be money. Maybe if you donate, then you get to be first in the queue if you need an organ.
It's certainly an idea, but not that simple. Organs have to match or the transplant just won't work. Doctors give donated organs to the people who stand the best chance of getting better.
Well, that does sound fair.
It is, mate, it is. Fairness is very important. It's also sensible, because it means as few as possible of these precious organs are wasted.
Well, if you can't give people money and they can't jump the queue, what benefits can you give them?
How about the knowledge that they're saving someone's life? A warm, fuzzy feeling of just being a nice person.
I'd rather have the tenner, but that's just my opinion.
It's a brain-busting body bamboozler for sure.
Sure is. Catch you next time.
Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Benny and Mal.